Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi guys, welcome to Palace of the Cool. My name is Stephen Dawes. I'm sorry that the sound might be a little bit dodgy, but my microphone is broken, so I'm using alternative methods. Today I wanted to talk about the some of the players that are out of contract at the end of the season. Now there's about 8 players that are out of contract at the end of the season. And I thought what I would do is I would run through them to let you know my thoughts about who I think perhaps should stay and perhaps those that should not. So stick around. Okay, I just wanted to intersect here to say that Jeffrey Schlupp and Vincenzo Gaeta both have contracts ending at the end of the year, as well as the ones I've got on the list. However, they both have the option for an extension for another year, and I think they're probably more likely to get it. So I haven't included them on this list, but let me know what you think about them as well. First of all, I've got Jack Butland. Now, Jack Butland is obviously currently on loan to Manchester United at the moment. I think he's a really good keeper, and I think we should try and keep him if we could. Apparently, he's got Palace have got the option of another year to extend his contract, although he is third choice keeper at Palace. So if he enjoys himself at Manchester United and they like him,
I think it's a real shame what happens.
They may want to turn that loan deal injury for the last season or so, and
there is no option to buy him.
He was one of the really main players
to stop Man United wanting to try and buy him.
Hopefully he can get fit again, but at 35 and see,
starting to look a bit different.
I don't think that he'll necessarily be playing in the first team anymore, but maybe they'll give him some kind of coaching role. That would be good if they can keep him at the club, because I think he has a lot to offer. But I don't really think they're going to be extending his contract, which is a bit of a shame. James Tomkins, well, he's been kind of okay as a stand-in at the back there, you know, the understudy to the main back four. And I think he's okay, but again, although he's been alright injury-wise lately, he is a bit injury-prone. So I'm wondering whether they might not extend his contract, and I don't think necessarily they should do either. Then you've got good old Luca, who I think they should let him go. I don't think that he's really up to the Premiership pace anymore. He's had the last couple of games has been better, but I don't think that he has what it takes anymore to compete in the Premier League. So I think they perhaps shouldn't extend his contract, but we'll have to wait and see on that. Next is Nathaniel Clyne, and I'm going to lump him in with Joel Ward, who's also, they've both got their contracts expiring at the end of the season. I think that they should keep one of them and get rid of the other one. I think that they should have somebody else come in to be the first choice in the defence and have either Joel Ward or Nathaniel Clyne as a backup in case something happens to them. I think that would be a good idea, but I don't think we necessarily need to keep both of them because we do have options at the back as well. So that's my personal view, of course. I think that either Joel Ward or Nathaniel Clyne should go. I think personally, perhaps we should keep hold of Joel Ward, let Nathaniel Clyne go, because of the two, I think he's perhaps had slightly better performances than Nathaniel Clyne, but that's just my personal opinion anyway. Next is Jordan Ayew, and I have defended Jordan Ayew in the past because I think he works really hard, and he does work incredibly hard for the team. However, he doesn't score many goals, and as a striker, that is what we are lacking at the moment. So I think that maybe they should extend his contract. I know that they've already extended it for 1 year. Maybe give him another year as backup, but then we've already got a plethora of strikers. But if we lose Wilfried Zaha and we don't keep Jordan Ayew, then that could leave us a little bit short if we don't manage to get anybody in the close season. So I think maybe we should keep him for another year, maybe as backup, and bring somebody else in to pop the goals in the back of the net. That might be the best option, I think, for him. Zaha, of course, is the one that everyone's talking about. His contract is up. Obviously, I think he should stay. I would love him to stay and see out his career at Crystal Palace. Whether that will happen, I don't know. It's looking less and less likely as time goes on. But at least he's going to stay for the January transfer window. He's not going to be going then. He's going to be going into the season if he does. So that would be something, I suppose, although that means we probably won't get anything for him monetary-wise. But, of course, if he does decide to stay, that would be fantastic. It would be great to have him still at Selhurst Park. Last of all is Nathan Ferguson. Now, I feel really sorry for Nathan Ferguson. He's had a torrid time since he came to Crystal Palace, beset with injuries, and really had a difficult time. He played in the pre-season a couple of games, and I thought he played quite well. Then he's picked up another injury, another recurring injury, and it's just been one thing after another for him. He's only about 22, so he's still very young. So it may be that they decide to extend his contract because, you know, he is a good option for them. I guess it depends on what the medical team say, whether he's actually going to be able to stay fit. If they don't think he's going to be able to stay fit, then they may decide to let him go. But I do feel sorry for him. He's had a really awful time. And hopefully he will get his health and his fitness back and he'll start to play regularly again anyway. That's my thoughts on who I think should stay and who should go. But I'd love to hear yours, of course. Who do you think should stay out of that list and who do you think should go? Let me know down in the comments. And don't forget to subscribe to get more Crystal Palace news every single day.